right, Cooter. Swamp Walk, 8 o'clock, straight up and down. A very good morning to you. It's the Mornings with Ed show on the all-new Voice of Laguna. An absolutely perfect Friday. It doesn't have to be sunny to be perfect. What adds to the perfection is Joelle Padu from the Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce being in studio with us this morning as we do Chamber Chat each and every Friday morning. Brought a very special guest. We'll be meeting that special guest in just a moment. But first and foremost, a very good morning to you, Joelle. How are you?
Good morning, Ed. Can you hear me well?
I can hear you just fine. Okay. Yeah, you're doing great. And that distance is good. You're
okay.
Fine. Yeah.
Okay.
She brought in Crosby this morning, Joelle's beautiful baby boy, Crosby.
Crosby is attached to me, so
he's I love those packs. I love the what do we call that? That's a
it's an ergo baby, but
okay.
It's I don't know. You know who Lucetta is? Lucetta Kalis?
No, I don't.
She was telling me, she's like, oh, back in the day, like, they didn't have any of this,
right.
So like, be very grateful.
Well,
that you have.
I beg to differ with her because that's kind of like a front end papoose. And back in the day,
yeah,
they had papoose, so
yeah,
you would ride with the kid on your back.
Yeah, that's true.
Now
that's
true. Yeah. So how is that for your posture? How
does
is that
look
for
bad?
No, it looks great.
It
looks great.
Okay.
But does it strengthen it? Do you feel stronger when you take that off? And what is he weighing now?
Oh gosh, I think like 18 pounds or something.
Oh yeah, so yeah, that's you're carrying around and all.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Back aches or ever? Or?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah. I was with Alex with Visit Laguna.
Right.
Shout out.
Shout out to Visit Laguna, by the way,
at
and
Bianchi
Alex
last night.
Okay.
And all I was doing was stretching my back.
Okay.
And she was like, "You good?" And I was like, "Yeah, like my back is killing me. So maybe it does kill my back."
All right. Well, all right. Well, we'll send you to one of our beautiful spas here. You get a little massage.
Yeah,
they take care of you. You know.
I know.
All right. All right, and Crosby, and I'm not just saying this, but as I've told you often, your baby Crosby should be a Gerber baby, just an absolutely perfect Gerber baby face.
Oh, thank you. Right. But ask me about my outfit.
Yes, yes. I noticed you are looking very stylish this morning. What exactly are you wearing?
Yeah.
And who are you wearing?
I'm wearing Mimi and Ray down to my shoes.
Oh my! Oh, even the shoes.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So,
very fashionable as well.
Yes. Right. And Rachel can tell you all about Mimi and Ray.
All right.
And that's who we brought in today.
Rachel Lahan with Mimi and Ray. And it's a boutique here in town with clearly very fashionable clothes. Good morning
and
to
comfortable.
You. Good morning to you, Rachel. How are you? Good. It is great to have. It is great to have you in today. Pull the mic up just a little closer to you. There you
Better?
Go. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, good.
All right. So how's life treating you this morning?
Going great. You're right. It's a beautiful day. It's a little foggy, but I love it.
All right.
Nice.
Okay.
Up and early.
I looked at some of the stuff, some of the clothing you have on your website, and much like Joelle is dressed really cool and spring-like. This is you now have your spring lineup on.
We do. Yeah. Now till about June is going to be all spring summer clothing.
Okay.
Yeah.
What happens to the winter stuff?
Well, some of it goes on sale, but hopefully we sell out of it by the time that we get to this point. So we still have a few sweaters and things, but hopefully it'll be gone in the next month or so.
All right. And how was winter? I think my first question of the winter,
uh-huh,
is it more difficult to select clothing that you want to sell for the winter?
In the winter?
Yeah.
Not for us because I love winter fashion,
right,
but it is harder to sell here because it's the slow months.
Right.
So we just have to select less of it.
Right.
But the styles are beautiful, so they're not hard to pick.
Right. I noticed some really cool styles for spring.
Yeah. We got lots of dresses coming in, lots of light knits, lots of cottons, stuff like that. Yeah.
Okay. And the clothing that you're wearing now.
Yes. This is all for Mimi and Ray.
Okay.
It's a little chilly, so I'm wearing like a light sweater and jeans, but
okay,
it's all from us.
Okay. And springtime lends itself to, my guess is like, light fabrics,
but it's a lot of layering because like the mornings are chilly, the evenings are chilly, and then like 4 o'clock the sun comes out and you get hot, so you got to be wearing, we always style like shorts and skirts with light sweaters, light knits, that kind of thing.
Okay. And yeah, and the fabrics themselves, who does the selection of the fabrics?
Well, okay, so we buy wholesale. So we buy from different brands.
Okay.
My mom and I, who own the store, both do buying. She does more of it.
Okay. We have to say a big shout out to Mimi right now, right?
Big shout out to Mimi. She couldn't be here this morning, but yeah, she does
at their other location.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay, so there's another location as well.
Yes, we open another location in the desert in La Quinta.
Oh.
You know where that is?
I do.
Okay, yeah, we opened that one in September.
Okay.
So that one's open now, and then we've been open in Laguna since 2022, so coming up on our third year.
All right. And how is business in Laguna for you? Is it going well? Are people nice to you? Do people treat you well when they walk in?
People are very nice. People are lovely. It's going well. We're going back into the busy season, so we're stocking up, you know, getting staff ready because it's been slow, so it's really just been me in the store.
Right.
But yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm sorry. Were you going to say something?
No. I'm just like, I have more thoughts about Mimi and
Ray.
Please. I just want to remind everybody that tomorrow they have an event.
Okay.
And so it's at their store here in Laguna Beach.
What is the event?
So the event, we're doing a sip and shop, and we're also having someone from the brand Link Blue come and do permanent jewelry. So that's happening from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m.
Okay.
We're going to have drinks, snacks. We're going to be doing giveaways. The permanent jewelry brand will also be doing giveaways. So it'll just be a lot of fun.
Okay, so you say permanent jewelry, and I'm thinking this is an earring I can't remove.
I don't think they do earrings, but they do bracelets and they do necklaces,
okay.
And they actually they weld it on you.
Okay.
You can clip it easily if you want to,
okay.
But it's, I think this one they
Instead
do like
of having
solid
like
gold.
An attachment,
right.
You know, like
okay.
to take off.
Yeah, it's
and
meant
on.
To be that you can like wear it in the shower. It's really durable.
Right.
It's very popular right,
right.
now.
Right. And then you know, there's nothing better than buying jewelry and then having somebody with a welder's mask sell it to you. You know, here, don't mind the torch. Here we go. You know.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I thought about it because you were like, oh, are people nice to you in Laguna? I'm like, well, if you haven't been to Mimi and Ray, you can tomorrow because
right.
it will be a fun event.
Yes. Right.
What time is that taking place?
The event is from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., but we're going to have drinks and snacks all day long. So
okay.
we're open 10 to 5.
All right. And when someone walks in, for instance, that's never been there, I know that in your head, you're probably assessing them and going, oh, she would look great in this. Or maybe she would look great in that, and this color maybe doesn't go with her skin tone and hair. Do you do that, and do you offer advice like that?
We do. So, I mean, the basis of customer service is you don't want to attack someone when they come in the door immediately. So they have to show some interest, but if they show interest, they want to be styled, they want to pick stuff out. We're more than happy.
Right. Oh, God. Oh, no. Keep him making those noises. There's nothing cuter on air than Crosby making
them.
Yes, that was adorable.
All right.
So if they show interest, if they're like, hey, can I try this on? Do you ever say, you know, let me give you that in a different shade?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
So if they pick something out and we have things that are similar in the store, I give them different options. A lot of people want full outfits, so if they put a pair of like pants in the fitting room, I'll give a little outfit to them so
right.
they have an idea how to wear it. A lot of people have questions on how to wear things. People just are, they need ideas.
Right.
So we give ideas. Even if they don't want to buy the whole thing, it makes them want to buy that one item
right.
because they
right.
know how to style it.
Right. And at tomorrow's event, do the winter clothing that's for sale, that will that be on display?
Yes. We just don't have that much left. So
okay.
what we have on like on our main displays right now is going to be like our new spring
okay.
summer lines.
Okay.
But yeah, if anyone's cold and needs some jackets or sweaters,
right.
we have a few left.
Or even to put away for next year.
Yeah.
That's
because
I would often find myself, you know, buying winter sale stuff for next year.
Yeah.
You
we also have, you know, we have May, gray, June gloom, and it gets chilly. So we always want to keep those things in stock for that even.
Very cool.
I'm going tomorrow because I look at their Instagram and
right.
I always like see little pieces that I want and then I just have to make it down there to get.
Right.
And so I haven't made it in a while because of somebody. And, and so I plan on seeing if they still have those things.
Right.
And then I saw they have a couple new things. So I'm excited to try them on.
Yeah. If you ever see something on our website you like, you could just come show it to me and I'll tell you.
Now, as Joelle is holding Crosby there, I saw on your website you also have children's clothing as well.
We have a little bit. We're not carrying as much anymore just because it's such a small store and we have to really be choosy about what we buy.
Right.
But we do have a few things left. They're all our summer baby clothes, so
okay.
they'll be coming out soon.
Okay. And will Crosby be owning some summer bathing clothing?
You know what? I'm going to So people have given him so many clothes that now he's grown out of like all of them, and I'm going to have to start buying some soon.
Right. It's like almost every week he's growing out of something.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I'm like, I put these on and now they look like capris on him instead of pants. So I don't know.
And I didn't see men's clothing. Did I miss it?
We don't have any men's clothing. We do have a few men's wallets, hats, and belts.
Okay.
But that's all we got right now.
All right. Well, that's plenty. I'm good with a belt and a hat. You know, I've been wearing the same belt.
We just started carrying a couple dog things too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now let's talk dogs here. Okay. Yes, what do you got for dogs?
It's this brand called Sassy Wolf. So they donate, I think it's 10% of everything we buy from them to shelters.
Right.
So we love supporting them, but they have really good quality like leashes. They have little dog hats, scarves, things like that.
If you're lucky, Mimi's dog will follow you on Instagram.
Yes. Oh, that's very cool. Very cool. Tell us about Mimi's dog.
Well, they're our dogs. We love them. We have two miniature dachshunds. And their Instagram handle is Evie and Mr. Muscles. They're really cute. They're adorable. So if you get a follow, you're lucky.
Now, am I wrong in saying the Dachshunds are just about as smart as you get as a dog?
They're incredibly smart, which also makes them pretty difficult. But you'll never have a dog that loves you more. It's very rewarding.
Oh, see, my heart is all warm now. I've got babies and dogs we're talking about this morning. This is fantastic. So going down the road, let's say after tomorrow's event, as we push into summer, how long before the spring line ends and you start the summer line?
So spring and summer are a little bit combined. So we're still doing things that are a little more knitwear right now. But starting even what we're buying now that we'll get in the next couple weeks, months, is going to be everything summer.
Okay.
Because in fashion, the brands, they start shipping out their fall clothes in June. And July.
Okay.
It's not super popular in Laguna because Laguna people and visitors and locals, they like to live, the beach summer life.
Right, right.
So we try to push it back as far as we can,
right.
But it's just hard to continue getting those summer items in actual summer.
Right. And our summer really lasts through September. It's still
October.
It's still warm, right? It's still warm late September, early October. So I could see.
And it's tough, but I always recommend buying those things so you don't miss out on it once it's gone.
Right.
Actually, when it gets cold.
Right.
Yeah.
And shelf space is obviously quite important. So you gotta keep stuff rotating, you gotta keep stuff moving through. Do you have a favorite season of clothing?
My mood changes with the season
changing.
I love
that answer.
Yes. So, I'm really excited for spring, summer. I was really excited for fall. I like whatever is happening now.
All right. And Joelle, do you have a favorite season of clothing where you seem to style yourself the most?
No, because I don't.
Okay.
But what I want to say is about Mimi and Ray also is their quality in clothing that they pick.
Right.
Very, they have sustainable, clothing and attainable. Is it sustainable and attainable? Or?
Yes, we try. So we try to go with smaller brands. We do a lot of women-owned brands. We have a few brands that design and make their clothes in LA, all very small, small little companies, which brings better quality, I think.
Right.
So we try as hard as we can to
achieve that. This could be fall. Maybe I bought this in the fall.
Okay.
But I don't remember when I bought it. But let's say I bought it in the fall.
Right.
It's going to last me till next fall. I can wear it in the spring. I can wear it in the summer. I'm wearing a sweatsuit, by the way, like a little
cute
little sweatsuit.
It's very, very, it's very, very fashionable. Very cool.
I don't know.
Yeah, sweater set, sweatsuit, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
So I've been wearing this T-shirt since like 1993.
Yeah, that's good quality,
You wear it every time I come by here. No, just kidding.
Okay, and your mom's responsibility, Mimi's responsibility, or is it yours to select the clothing itself?
We share roles a lot.
Okay.
I will say she does more of it though.
Okay.
Because I'm more, I would qualify myself as a store manager.
Okay.
So I'm in Laguna day to day. I do some of the buying, but she runs most of that side of the business. So she's always working on her computer, always buying stuff, always hitting brands
And this is the tough question. This is the fastball I'm going to throw at you. Okay. So you pick a line of clothing from a particular vendor.
Yep.
And it doesn't do well in the store. How difficult is that conversation the next time they come up?
The brand? How difficult is with the
brand?
Right.
Just go, you know what? It wasn't working. We didn't do really well with
it. It's easier nowadays because you can buy so much online. Right. We're not, we do have brand reps come into the store sometimes, right. but it's not as common as it used to be.
Okay.
So it's much easier just not to place an order with them.
Right.
If they're really persistent and keep hitting us up, we'll obviously be very honest.
Right.
If something comes into the store and it's not the right quality or it's, there's something wrong with it, we'll immediately tell them and send it back because okay. we just can't sell that. Right.
But and I just took a gander at the shoes that Joelle has. Those are really cool.
Those are cool. They're a brand called Seavies. They're out of Santa Barbara. They're like the original, like, what would you call it? Like a, almost like a skate shoe. Yeah, they're really cool. I think they were first, like, came out in the 1970s.
So yeah. They're pretty fun. That's what I got, that nostalgic feel when I saw them. I thought that's really cool. And do you see yourself or here? I know there's not a lot of room in the store.
Yeah.
Adding more children's clothing eventually?
Yes. We're always trying to mix things up.
Okay.
Probably. We've done a lot of little store, like we have to rearrange the store to fit new things.
Right, right.
So when we do that, we can find room for new stuff, but it's just, yeah.
They just rearranged it, too. It looks very beautiful.
Yes. We just did a little remodel.
I mean, it was beautiful before, but, like, now it's very eye-catching when you walk in.
And is that your, that's all you, right? We're not going to give Mimi any credit for that. Yeah.
Oh, I wish it was. But we did a little remodel to make it look exactly like our store in the desert. Because that one is new and beautiful, and it was 100% our design. So we wanted to make Laguna Beach store the same.
And a couple of questions. I'll ask you a question about your store in the desert, and then I'll, but I want to start with swimwear. Do you do swimwear here?
Not currently.
Okay.
We're trying though.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
But swimwear is very difficult because swimwear, you have to start placing your orders for summer like 2 months ago.
Okay.
So it's tough, but we might get some in this summer, but it's not going to be a lot.
Okay.
We're going to try it out though.
All right. And do you have a different selection process from here to the store in the desert? Different weather patterns. Different. It's warmer there longer. So.
It's warmer there longer, and our high seasons are different. So in the summer, the high season so far has been like October through now.
Okay.
And here, it'll start picking up now through September.
Okay.
So it's definitely, we're stocking up more on winter there and stocking up more on summer here.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, it pretty much the same. We want to keep our brand the same.
Okay.
We want to keep things looking as like similar as possible, but there is a little bit difference in our clientele.
Okay. Remind us where you are and how our listeners can find you.
So our address in Laguna Beach is 664 South Coast Highway. We're just a little bit south of downtown. We're across from the Pacific Edge Hotel.
Okay. And if they want to go online and look for stuff?
Yes. Our website is mimiandray.com. So it's mimiandrae.com.
Okay. Fantastic. And don't go anywhere. Joelle, again, looking great in that sweatsuit. And
feeling good.
So far,
Friday.
Crosby's a superstar so far.
Yeah, he's doing really good.
Yes, and he's getting all of the attention from our passerbys as well. So he's a superstar, right on.
Everybody says he's so chill, and I say he doesn't get that from me. He gets it from Austin.
He is quite chill. He is quite chill. And so are you, by the way.
Oh,
I find you chill.
Very chill.
So I'm ready for the state
of the city. I have my list.
I'm ready for the state of the city.
Yes, state of the city is sold out.
Nice. Woo! Congratulations and good work, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah. So we're very excited. I have to rearrange the tables that I put together, you know, because we got a last minute sponsor, which is exciting.
Yes.
State of the city presented by Empress Builders.
Yes.
Just have to add that in there.
Right.
I have to do that, and then we'll be ready to go. That's April 2nd, and we're gonna send out a live stream, a YouTube link to the live stream. So if you're weren't able to get tickets, you can view it online.
Okay, perfect. And congratulations. I know that was a lot of hard work putting that together and, you know, and setting up the tables and who sits where and all. I know that that's a lot of work.
Yes.
So congratulations to you guys on selling out.
Thank you. So, but before that, next Thursday,
yes,
we have a ribbon cutting at Moon Goat Coffee Roasters.
That's the drive-through in North Laguna.
Yes. So if you haven't tried it, it's a great opportunity to come try it. Okay. And North Laguna's popping. Mercado's right there and Ritual Refill.
Right.
So come hang out up in North Laguna with us.
I love Ritual Refill. Me too. They're so cool.
I need to go refill my soap today. So
that's a reminder.
Yeah. And then after that, we have a couple more things. More ribbon cuttings in April. April 11th, we have Nigu, the Never Ever Give Up Jesse Reese Foundation.
Okay.
This will be in Irvine at their Joy Factory.
Okay.
Great opportunity to meet people in Irvine and also get to know what Never Ever Give Up does. Jesse Reese was a little girl who had cancer, and she could leave the hospital.
Right.
And she saw that other kids couldn't, so she started to create joy jars for them and leaving them at the with them at the hospital. And so her legacy lives on, and so come learn about Nigu and stuff joy jars with us.
That's fantastic.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
is really
it's
cool.
A great. So get out of Laguna, go to Irvine for this one.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely worth the effort and the trip. It's just
yes.
a couple of miles. My
yes,
God, it's
exactly.
just a couple of miles.
Yeah.
Come on.
But
yeah.
stay in Laguna on April 25th
Ooh.
With Museum of Make-Believe. They're going to be opening
okay.
up over by Bluebird.
Okay.
And, I'm really excited.
Right.
Just Museum of Make-Believe is just the way that it sounds.
It
just
seems,
sounds
right. It
fun.
Seems like we should create a song named Museum of Make-Believe. It just seems like there could be some cool lavish production number in a song that we do.
Yeah, well, they sent me a picture of like something and it looked like I was going into like the Oz or like somewhere mystical, like cool, I don't
right.
know.
Right? No,
yeah,
I get
I'm
it.
Excited for it.
All right.
So that will be April 25th. And then we have our meet and greet
okay.
Coming up April 17th at Bodega Laguna.
Ah, Bodega Laguna.
Yeah. Try to say it like you. And that's fun. RSVP to that because our meet and greets are always amazing.
You did actually say it quite well.
Did I?
Yeah, you did.
I mean, I listen to you every day, so I should. And then April 30th, we have Art Time Borrow. Chamber night at Art Time Borrow, which is the pottery place off of Ocean. Wait, oh, we're on Ocean. Yeah, it's
okay.
right down there by
right.
Anastasia.
It's right up the street.
Yes. Same building as John Campbell.
Okay.
So that will be fun. We can make on pottery. Is pottery? Yeah.
It's a pottery wheel.
Wheel.
Yes.
Thank you. Wheel.
Yes.
And at the table.
Okay.
And we'll have snacks and libations.
Are you creative that way?
Am I
would you be good at making pottery?
I don't know. We'll see.
Oh, have you ever? So high school, nothing, no ceramics
like
class?
Sometimes I try and
right.
I kind of give up.
Right.
Like, I tried to paint something the other
right.
day
right.
at the destination training.
Right.
And I decided not to follow what everybody else was doing because I would be mad at myself if it didn't turn out
right.
to be the way. So I kind of just have to do it however I don't know.
Right.
Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense. So I watched the amazing local artist George Dubin working on his wheel.
I'm not George Dubin.
Oh my God. And I said to myself, oh yeah, that looks easy. Yeah. And it was magnificent. His finished piece was absolutely spectacular. And no, I'm not the same.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's just say that right now.
I need like a ghost over me to do, right?
Little Patrick Swayze wouldn't
yeah,
hurt. Right?
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. Let's see. Oh, and then the last thing I'll talk about is our golf tournament.
Yes.
May 14th. I don't mean to like brag or anything, but
please
I think
do.
It's going to be like amazing golf tournament. It's presented by Visit Laguna
yes.
at Strawberry Farms.
Right.
And we have lots of sponsors. I'll name a few that are top of my head.
Okay.
We have Health and Balance is going to be giving massages.
That's beautiful.
We're going to have Starfish. We're going to have The Ranch. We have John Campbell.
All right.
Jennifer Halbert.
Beautiful.
Just Empress Builders again. A bunch of people I'm forgetting.
Yeah.
But
that's all right. You're not forgetting anyone important or anything.
Oh, my gosh. The Voice of Laguna. The Voice of Laguna will not only be there during registration pumping us up, but he will also be at our dinner, which is in a really cool barn,
yeah.
and playing music for us
playing
during
really,
that.
Really cool. Here, you can digest this kind of music.
Yes,
yeah,
for
okay.
sure.
And, you know, I had Rachel O'Neill Cousy from Visit Laguna in a couple of days ago. She's a pretty good golfer.
Yes.
I say pretty good, tongue in cheek. She's a damn good golfer.
Yes.
And she wanted me in on her on the foursome. And I'm like, no. I own golf clubs. I've never swung them once.
Me
I've
either.
Had them like 20 years. I've never swung them. So, no, not a chance.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Alex, I was talking with Alex from Visit Laguna, and she was like, I was like, oh, Rachel going to have you on the foursome? She's like, I don't know if I'm good enough to be.
Yeah, Rachel's like a real deal.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so. I'm not picking up a golf club around her.
Yeah, thank you very much.
She's going to make me look bad.
But I'll take care of the music. Thank you. Yeah. And maybe just the putting contest, because there's also a closest to the hole putting contest there.
Yes, and you're going to be right next to the putting green.
Putting green, yeah.
So you can just give it a little shot.
Yeah, I'll cheat. I'll just kick the
Rachel
ball.
Rachel will show you how it's done.
I'll kick the ball. That's, that's the way I can work. So what else is happening? After golf?
After golf. Pageant of the Masters is coming up.
All right.
So we're already selling tickets for that, which is known as Chamber Night or Locals Night, which is July 3rd. Okay. And so tickets are on sale for that. It's the first look of the pageant. It's like their final dress rehearsal.
Okay.
Which was really cool. I went last year, and the people, you know, they have to stand still.
Right.
But then they'll give you a little wave because it's the final dress rehearsal, and you're like, oh my God, they just waved at me. I didn't know that was a person, you know? So that's coming up. And then, oh my gosh, I'm going to have a stomach ache, but like Taste of Laguna is coming up. I'm already planning for Taste of Laguna.
You know what? I can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing, but like, I can't believe it's coming up already.
It's like, this year is flying by.
Yeah.
It is absolutely flying by. And I'm going to go back to the Pageant of the Masters and ask you a question. Down the road, do you ever see putting Crosby in Pageant of the Masters as maybe like a little cherub baby?
Do
of
you
a
see him
statue?
Moving right now? I don't think he can stand still. He like consistently is like moving.
I think that would be wonderful for
but
a piece
we'll see.
Of art.
We'll ask him.
All right. Okay. Rachel, do you golf?
I don't golf. My parents live in a golf course. I also own clubs, and I have never swung them.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
There we go. There we go.
You guys got to get out there.
I like watching those. Yeah. It's fun.
I'm waiting another couple of years, and then they'll be in my garage sale. Yeah. I was like, all right, here. These have never been used. Yeah. Take these. All right. Well, I can't thank you enough. Again, remind us about what's happening tomorrow.
Tomorrow we're having a sip and shop plus a permanent jewelry vendor come by the store from 1 to 4 p.m., it's going to be really fun. It's going to be a party.
Can't wait.
Totally forgot. I have one more thing.
Yeah, go ahead. We got time.
This is like the biggest thing. We're having an email go out today. Spring Citywide Sidewalk Sale.
Oh.
Yes, and Mimi and Ray is going to be part of it,
yes,
too.
Yes, we will be.
So April 27th.
Right.
Saturday, April 27th. You can find the list of participants on thinklagunafirst.com or Think Laguna First Instagram. They're coming in. We got great deals, and we're going to have a social media challenge with prizes.
Can the radio station get involved? I've got like a ton of t-shirts and hats, and I've got jackets. I got swag, man.
You got deals?
I got deals.
Yeah.
I'll give you deals.
Yeah. All so
it's a sale so big, I've got to keep it under a tent.
Totally. Just sign up. just sign up, and we'll promote you your t-shirts. And I almost wore the t-shirt today, but then I thought I need to be wearing my
Yeah,
Mimi
you need
and Ray.
To. Yeah. There's no way. I the quality of my shirts is the highest. But I don't think we're Mimi and Ray material just yet.
Maybe on par. Yeah.
Well, Rachel, thank you very much for being here. Mimi and Ray sale happens tomorrow. And visit them at the address once again is
664 South Coast Highway.
All right. And Joelle Padu, Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce, and Crosby. Thank you so very much.
There it is.
Thank you, Crosby. Right on cue. So we were talking about Make Believe earlier. This is a song called Land of Make Believe by Chuck Mangione.
Oh, very cool.
We'll send you out that way. It's the Mornings with Ed Show, 828 on the all new Voice of Laguna.